I would tell you that I pooped in my own dogfish. And sometimes I would rather face not eating than face licking it clean and admitting when I'm selfish. And I tell you that I'm suffering from the worst type of loneliness, the loneliness of being misunderstood.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Quality News Network. The siege of the Red Mosque is in its third day, and Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf has said his troops will not storm the mosque while women and children are inside. Troops surrounded the mosque on Wednesday after tensions between security forces and mosque followers erupted into deadly clashes. 19 people have been killed. Shots were fired at President Musharraf's plane as it took off from a military base today, a senior security official calling it a failed assassination attempt. Military police found a cache of weapons on the roof of the house near the airport, but none were anti-aircraft weapons. Musharraf was unhurt. Another Republican senator is breaking with President Bush over the war in Iraq. A six-term U.S. Senator Pete Domenici of New Mexico said he wants to see an end to U.S. combat operations in Iraq. He says he wants U.S. troops home by next spring. Domenici is one of several Republican stalwarts who have recently come out against the way the White House is running the war. Two NATO soldiers have been killed during an operation in eastern Afghanistan. Alliance officials have not disclosed the nationalities of the soldiers or the area where the operation took place. Most NATO soldiers serving in eastern Afghanistan are American. British reporter Alan Johnston met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to thank him for helping to secure his release after 4 months in captivity in Gaza. Johnston's release was the result of a deal between his captors, the Army of Islam, and Hamas leaders. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says police are getting to the bottom of a cell behind the failed car bombings in London and Glasgow, Scotland. Australian police have questioned five more doctors and seized new evidence, including computers and other materials. Thailand's new draft constitution has been approved by a military-backed commission. It'll be put to a national referendum next month. Venezuelan government officials are criticizing the outgoing U.S. ambassador to their country, saying his three-year term there was a failure. William Brownfield was accused of trying to undermine the government of left-wing President Hugo Chavez. We'll take a look at science and business news. That's just ahead. But first, a look at this message. To help offset global warming, each of us can help ease pollution of our environment in a variety of ways. At home, use less energy by turning off lights and switching to fluorescent bulbs. Weather strip doors and windows. Run the dishwasher only when full. Turn your water heater down to 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Recycle household trash. U.S. households produce 21% of the country's global warming pollution, and just these few minor adjustments can make a big difference. On the road, slow down for better gas mileage, drive less, and keep your vehicle tuned up and tires properly inflated. For more information on what you can do to help reverse the effects of global warming, contact the Environmental Defense Fund online at fightglobalwarming.com. This Environmental Minute has been provided in the public service by the Quality News Network. New American research seems to indicate that organic fruits and vegetables are better for your heart than conventionally grown produce. A 10-year study suggests that nitrogen in the soil may make the difference. Five baby Bengal tigers have made their debut at a zoo in Guadalajara, Mexico. The litter was born in April, the result of a natural breeding program. NASA will pay $19 million for a Russian-built toilet system for the International Space Station. The new system will be able to transfer urine to a device that can produce drinking water. Microsoft says problems with Xbox 360 could cost the company $1 billion to make right. Microsoft won't say how many consoles had to be repaired, but they'll provide a free 3-year extended warranty to customers who were inconvenienced. An infamous computer hacker claims he's cracked Apple's iPhone activation, which would allow iPhone customers to use a wireless company other than AT&T. John Lech Johansson, also known as DVD John, details how it's done on his blogging post, iPhone Independence Day. Light sweet crude oil trading at $72.76 a barrel. That's up 61 cents. And the today's opening numbers on Wall Street, the Dow down 21 points at 13,544. There's more at our website, qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Barbara Lewis.
Live from Chicago, the city with many names, it's the Cup of Joe Radio Show. 2 hours of truth and fury representing the fighting spirit of the American worker. And now, through the miracle of screaming audio, here's the guy your bosses hate, the Windy City's biggest windbag, your host, Joe Vecchio.
All right, everybody, get the hell up. It's Friday. Wake up, wake up, wake up. 1-2, 1-2, do your damn calisthenics. What's wrong with you? Get out of bed, get moving. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. What's wrong with you? Get out of bed now. Hi, everybody. This is Joe Vecchio here on the Cup of Joe Radio Show, and I'm here. Good Lord, it's like, you know, I hate my shift. Man, I get home from work and then actually took a little nap for about an hour before I came, but that doesn't help. You know, you got to sleep for at least 2 or 3 hours before you're ready to wake up again and be active. So I'm just kind of like, man. I hope you're doing well, and I hope our good friend Carol Kay from MakeThemAccountable.com can join us today. There was some question about whether she would be able to, because she has a busy schedule. She has things to do. And I hope she can join us here today. Otherwise, I'll just sit here and ramble on. Of course, you can always feel free to call in the show yourself if you want. The number to call in is 304-658-5912, 304-658-5912. The toll-free number has been having problems. Apparently, there are gremlins in the system. Gremlins. Oh, man. How's everybody doing? Hey, I was reading in the news this morning, and actually heard a little about it last night before I went to work. It was this 4-year-old girl, apparently, who has been using a deactivated cell phone to dial 911. Now, apparently, I know very little about cell phones because I don't have one, and never had one. Well, that's not entirely true, but anyway, it's been a long time since I've had a cell phone. That was back in the days when I worked for Nextel. But apparently, even deactivated cell phones, you have to be able to dial 911 on them for emergency purposes, which, you know, I suppose is a good deal. At any rate, this little girl, apparently, 4-year-old girl, was calling 911, called it like something like 400 times. 400 times, and the cops finally found out that it was her by luring her with some offers of free McDonald's. They're like, "What do you want? Do you want something? What do you want?" She's like, "I want McDonald's. I want my McDonald's. Get McDonald's." So she came out, and of course, 42 police surrounded her. They beat the crap out of her, and they gave her a French fry. That's, you know, the tough on crime. That's the tough on crime, people. Here in the United States, no, they didn't do anything. Well, they didn't do anything of the sort. But you know what? The Law and Order Republicans, you know, I'm sure there's people out there who are saying that 4-year-old girl, why she should go to prison for the rest of her life for that, because, you know, that's really bad what she does. She's only 4 years old. She doesn't know what the hell she's doing. I don't care. This is because 4 years, I just got to go to jail the rest of your life. So what about Screw Libby? Well, Bill Clinton did this because I'm paying for politics. The mind boggles. The mind boggles. How in the world they can keep those? You know, they're accusing us on the left here of hypocrisy by saying that Scooter Libby should be going to jail. Yeah, I know. Yeah, he wasn't pardoned. He had a sentence commuted. You know, and he came off pretty good in the deal. He had to shell out $250,000 for a fine. His friends have raised upwards of $5 million for him. So he's like $4.75 million ahead. Ahead. Don't you wish you can get that kind of help? I'm living in a van down by the river, and he gets $5 million for lying to Congress, obstructing justice, and helping to out a CIA agent, and, you know, make the world a less safe place. But it's all in the family, you know. That's what the Bush people do. I mean, you know, that's, you know, Christmas Eve in 91, after Bush number one lost the election to Bill Clinton, and on Christmas Eve, so it was a slow news day otherwise, pardons all these people. And in fact, one of the people that the first Mr. Bush pardoned, convicted felon, is Elliot Abrams, who is working for the current Bush administration. You know, I pointed it out to people when Bush first got in 2001, that they were talking about all the crimes that you know, all of the people that the Clinton administration had, and of course only one person in the Clinton administration in his cabinet was ever indicted for any crime at all. Whereas, of course, you know, up until today, Ronald Reagan had the most corrupt presidential candidacy of all time. But, you know, that's what they do. And of course, you know, it's something that these people were pardoned, in some cases before even a trial was being held, and in this case before the appeals process went through. Thank you very much. Digby made an excellent point, by the way. I think it was Digby saying that, you know, Mr. Bush's claim was that the thing was excessive. So he basically thinks that he admits that he was guilty, but he thinks the proper punishment for helping to out a CIA agent is nothing. You get $4.75 million. Here you go. But in the meantime, you know, you got a guy smokes a joint, he goes to jail for 20 years. They'll Rochambeau him in prison all you like. Carol Kay isn't here yet, but let's go to the phones, and our good friend Kevin from Washington, D.C. is on the line. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Hey, I'm okay. How's everything with you?
I'm still waking up.
Okay. Well, I tell you, these Republicans, okay, since they're not going to admit to treason and, you know, just selling this country out, maybe we can get them on the same thing they try to get Clinton on the set. You know, the D.C. madam is now going to release her clientele records. I just got that on the news today.
Yeah, I read that somewhere.
And supposedly a lot of Republicans are tied to her black book.
Whoa, what a surprise. Republicans going to hookers? Oh, my God.
So maybe then we could get them on the same thing that we tried.
You know, does it really matter, Kevin? I mean, you know, it's like if George Bush went up on television and just shot somebody in the head, how do you think it would be played in the press? You know, it was a bold move, wasn't it? Wasn't that very bold for him to shoot that guy in the head?
You was being attacked. But you know, like this 4th of July. I refuse, and I think I shared this with Bob, that I refuse to celebrate until we have a democracy again. So basically, I just kind of locked myself in, didn't call anyone, didn't participate in any barbecues, no, you know, and just had my little
I hate to tell you this, Kevin, but it's quite possible that you could be punishing yourself for a long, long time.
Well, hey, you know, like I said, I'm at the point where I'm thinking about immigrating anyway. Hello?
Where are you going to go?
Probably back to where my family's from. Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Yeah. So,
isn't that still like technically part of, like, is like American Protectorate or something like that?
No. It was a British colony. I can do is legally fly. If, God forbid, I get really sick, legally fly to Cuba and get health care for cheap. You know, because a lot of Jamaicans are doing that.
You can do like what Michael Moore did and take a rowboat out there by Gitmo.
Yeah, that too. But, you know, a lot of Jamaicans do that. A lot of West Indians do that. Just go to Cuba and get their health care done.
Well, we had a lot of people going to Canada. Why not? Or getting drugs from Canada anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, I tell you, Mike Malloy said, the experiment may be over. You know? So.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go across the border to Canada just so I can, I don't know, so I can do some fishing maybe. I have no idea. Kevin, it's just you look at the way things are going. You've got a vice president who shoots somebody in the face, and the victim apologizes. You know.
That's what you call and power.
that's incredible.
Like, I'm beginning to think that Dick Cheney can shoot lightning bolts out of his hands like the Sith in Star Wars. You know?
Oh my God, he's just like, oh.
I'm beginning to believe that. I really am.
Well, you know, they got away with so much, and I finally wrote a post on my blog, the first in a long, long time, actually almost a month, really, where I just said, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do? Are you going to have another march? Yeah, I'm going to march on Washington, and I'm going to hold up a sign, and that'll really change. The president will see the sign, and he will automatically change his heart, and everything will be all right. Yeah, that really works, doesn't it?
Unless it's like a march the way they do in France or South Africa, where the whole
where they country, completely shut down the country.
Yeah, marching is a waste of shoe leather.
I'm all with you on that. I mean, I love it that people do that, you know. But you know what? You had how many millions marching before the Iraq War? What did the newspapers say? A couple of hundred people showed up.
Exactly. It's a waste.
I saw a guy out my window. I didn't know what he was talking about, but.
You know, these people, and, you know, I'm surrounded by a lot of them because of the circles I thrive in woeful ignorance. And
well, you know, it doesn't help that they constantly push the propaganda. I read something in, what was it, Truth Out? Where was it? I think Progress.
Yeah.
In Washington, D.C., 106.7 FM, WJFK, of all places, they dumped Bill O'Reilly from the airwaves. But, of course, they'll pick another conservative to replace him. And according to this article, conservatives have always had a lot of problems getting good ratings on that station. And they don't even bother to try liberals, do they? No one calls up Joe Vecchio and says, hey, Joe, we just fired Bill O'Reilly. Would you like to be on our station?
Well, the thing is, a lot of people do not want to hear the truth. It's like, you know, it's almost the stage when you have to, you know, like when you tell the alcoholic that you have a problem or the drug addict, you know, you have a problem.
But that's not really the problem, because I'm sure that there's a big audience for at least a bigger audience than what they've been getting in some cases. You know, Laura Ingraham and a few other people have gotten practically zero ratings. But here's the deal, and this is what I've been talking about from time to time, and other people have mentioned it too, of course, and I probably stole the whole thing from them, is that they're not really interested in the ratings when it comes to conservative talk show hosts. What they're interested in, they'll keep paying the advertising dollars so long as they're getting the message out. And there are ten stations in D.C., and they're all owned by like five companies, and they all spout the same crap.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty
much. You know, like I've always said, you know, Rush Limbaugh is the biggest welfare recipient, one of the biggest welfare recipients in this country, because his salary is subsidized. Matter of fact, the reality is he was on welfare at one time.
Sure. Well, he's admitted that, at least. I mean, he doesn't try to hide it. Of course,
yeah.
He got his job on the radio. Guess why he's got his job on the radio? His daddy owned the radio station.
Yeah. But
what a coinkydink.
Yeah, but he is the biggest, because he is subsidized. He is subsidized by the corporate and political elite. And
it's wingnut welfare, Kevin. We've known about this for quite some time. Wingnut welfare.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking to Bob Kincaid the other day. I said, Bob, we should start doing right-wing stuff. We should all become right-wingers, then we can get a whole bunch of that welfare. We do that for about a year or two, then we'll take all that money they give us and we'll turn back around.
Justice Kennedy did the same thing, and they hate him.
But he's still one of them, though. I mean, he's voting with the Four Stooges left and right now. He's voting with them like crazy. So,
well, I guess I don't know, but for a while they were, you know, I guess they threatened to kill him or something. But
they always do stuff like that.
Huh?
They're always, you know, didn't Judge Raymond, who was a conservative Republican, that guy, the guy who gave Libby the sentence, he got death threats and stuff too.
Yeah, so you know, it's like, and that's the thing, and I think that's why Nancy Pelosi, to a certain degree, has kept impeachment off the table, because you know she's afraid she'll get killed. You know, they did it to Wellstone.
Well, you know, I'm almost to the point where let's see how far they want to go. If they want to have a Kristallnacht, let's let them have a Kristallnacht. You know, if that's what they want, then you know, eventually what'll happen is an outside force will simply come and take us out. I mean, one way or the other.
Yeah,
I just don't know. But we got to do something, Kevin. We got to do something. And marching isn't the answer. Writing a post on your blog isn't the answer. Writing your congressman isn't even necessarily the answer.
You know,
what are you going to do?
Well, I guess, you know, things have to get to a point, and, you know, where there is the tipping point, you know, even though the last election really, it's only been 6 months, and, you know, I still say people are impatient, and, again, we have to forget that. And we got to be very careful of this in the national elections coming up. You know, we have a senator up in Connecticut, which I refuse to mention his name. I'll mention it, Lieberman, who basically the Republicans saw that they were going to lose. And so they went for the Democrat they can work with. And we got to be careful of that, you know. In the national election, you know.
Well, you know, the Democrats refused, you know, to give Mr. Lieberman the Democratic nomination. He was defeated by Ned Lamont. And so, of course, Joe Lieberman ran as an independent, that is Republican. He got put in there by Republican votes. Let's
exactly.
not forget that.
Yeah, and that's what we have to be careful on the national platform. If you notice, you know, all of a sudden Hillary Clinton, who... I don't know what kind of game she's playing, but I don't like the messages that, you know, the mixed messages that she sends out. All of a sudden, she's getting, like, record financing from Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to me, it's a similar game of what they did in Lieberman up in Connecticut. They're going to look for the Democrat they can work with.
Well, I'm also, you know, as much as I worry about stuff like that, I'm also to the point where I'm like, let's not let the Republicans pick our candidates, okay? I mean, Senator Clinton was voted in to the Senate by huge numbers, and she's got a lot of people who support her, a lot of good solid Democrats who support her.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who don't support her in the Democratic Party, but she's going to get practically no support along Republican lines. I think you can pretty much guarantee that.
I don't know. I really don't know. If Rupert Murdoch...
No Republican worth of salt was going to be caught dead admitting to a voting.
Well, they don't want to be, but you know what? They don't want to be caught dead, but, you know, their money will be funneling to her. Just like the health insurance companies, you know, 10, 15 years ago, you know, she was vilified. Now all of a sudden they're giving her money left and right. So.
People always play both ends of the thing. The Democrats are raising money a lot more than the Republicans, and that never happens.
Well,
so.
yeah, because I think a lot of people are. You know, I think again, and I guess you and I would agree to a certain degree that, you know, we think most of the people are somewhat intelligent enough, and they do have three-digit IQs, and they realize ultra-conservative politics does not work in the long run.
Right.
It does.
Well,
not. Yes, I may have my personal bigotries and all that, and, you know, I'm thinking, let's say, as a typical suburban white male, which I'm not. Yes, I may have my typical bigotries, but I do not want, you know, the bottom to fall out, where I have to be in a situation where I have to stand guard at night. Because the reality is, that's the way it is in a lot of other countries, where people live in armed fortresses.
Well, unfortunately, I think I agree with you to a certain extent, but I think that there are some people that are absolutely so stupid that
are the militia men. You know, those are just out there. That's not the mainstream.
But well, you know, there's still 30% of the people out there who support Mr. Bush, and that may seem like an incredibly low number, but I think it's an incredibly high number myself.
You know, you see, it's the 30% that want to go back to, you know, want to relive their pioneering John Wayne fantasies, which you cannot help them.
But to be quite frank, they are living them out because, like John Wayne, they never served in a war.
Yeah, but they have all this huge gun collection, and they live out in the woods somewhere in Michigan or in Montana, and they're waiting for the end to come. Those people, like the Ruby Ridge people and all that, you know, they're beyond help.
Yeah, you know, I agree. There's some people that are beyond help, and I think at this point in time, the South is pretty much beyond help, and I think we ought to, for the moment, and I'm not saying we should abandon the South completely, for the moment, we ought to just forget about them, concentrate on the Northeast and the Midwest and the West Coast and kind of do an end run around them until we can, you know, build up our foundation, build up our organization in the South, and then retake the South.
Yeah.
But it's almost like, you know, you've got the governor of Alabama calling for people to pray for rain because of the drought, okay? I mean, that's where you've gotten there. That's the governor.
Well, I wouldn't say the South is totally abandoned. Look at Virginia. Virginia has a total Democrat slate now. Mm-hmm. Democratic slate.
Well, you know, Virginia's always been kind of on the cusp because it's closer to the thing. But, you know, you talk about Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Georgia.
Well,
you know something?
Florida.
Build your foundations there, work in there, help out where you can, but you know what? Just assume you're not going to get those states concentrate on the Midwest and, you know.
You know, Florida, yes, its core is still redneck, but the big cities in Florida is basically Northeastern transplants, and they're becoming more and more of an influence, and they're the ones who have the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
the
Panhandle is the most heavily conservative area.
That's not going to change anytime soon. But from, let's say, Daytona Beach on down, where most of the population is, you know, that is changing. You know, I lived right on. Ooh, ouch.
Okay. Hello? I think we lost Kevin. Did we lose Kevin? I think we lost Kevin. Well, Kevin, if you want to call back. Tell you what, let's go right through the break, and he's been waiting, so because he's calling us on long distance, let's go on with Phil from Daytona Beach, since we were talking about Florida. Hey, Phil, how are you?
Oh, good, thanks, Joe. How are you?
Pretty good. Good to hear you again.
I just wanted to pick up where Kevin left off, actually, Daytona Beach. Wasn't he just saying that?
And I'm familiar with Florida. I lived down in Orlando for many, many years, and I realize Orlando is not quite the same as Miami, but they have a lot of really hardcore rednecks down in Florida. I know
you'd
that
be
much.
Surprised how many of them don't like this Bush-Cheney bullshit that's going on.
Watch the language.
Oh, sorry, Joe.
That's okay.
Well, that's what it is, BS, and people are sick of it, and we have to remember the media and these poll numbers and pretty much everything that comes out mainstream is a lie, Joe.
Oh, sure, sure.
You know, I believe I wanted to tag on to when Kevin was talking about, you know, you could have a million people marching in the street, and you were saying, too, you know, what's that going to do, and then Kevin mentioned we need to have those kind of mass demonstrations they have out in, you know, France and other countries when the people don't like what's going on.
Oh, sure. Well, you know what? I've advocated for a while, and I really haven't advocated it that much because my audience isn't large enough. But I tell people, let's take a general strike. Let's show them who really runs the country, who the motor of the world really is, and let's shut down everything for about a month.
Well, that's what I wanted to bring up to you, Joe. You know, we've so many people have see that as an effective answer, you know, but how do you get the people to do a national strike when you can't even get two dozen people in your own hometown to protest the war or something like that, you know?
I know.
And guess what came up? There's a guy out of California, Anthony St. Martin, He started this movement called Pledge to Impeach. And people can go to pledgetoimpeach.org. And here's his plan. The only way to stop those who would bleed our nation dry is to say, I will not work for you, buy from you, fight for you, or die for you anymore. Our strategy of a stay-home strike will keep our people safe in their own homes while Congress figures out how to deal with the empty streets and crowded living rooms of America. And the deal is that the people go to this website and they're not, you know, locally get these pledges. And they're going to have, all they need is one congressman, whether it be Kucinich or someone else, to actually take the impeachment to the House floor for a vote, you know, and with these signatures, these pledges, and we're going to call them on it. Lack of time here. I can't really, that's the general gist of it. If people go to pledgetoimpeach.org, this fella has a little video on it where he explains it a lot better than I, and there's a lot of information there. And they're starting a national tour with actually July 9th, which is Monday, the Bring the Troops Home bus tour that's going around the country. Pledge to Impeach is going to be part of that. And all the information is on this website. And it'd be great if you guys at the Head On Radio Network if you take a look at it, you know, and you might want, if you're able to put a link to it on your website, I really think this could work, Joe.
Well, you know, Bob Kikeda is listening in, and I'm sure he'll talk to John Fox, who handles the website duties, and I don't have a problem with it. I put it up on my site, but I get maybe 20, 30 people watching a day, so.
Well, hey, you know, I'm one more, and I tell someone else about Cup of Joe, and you know, and if you got an idea that can actually, people are just, have had it, and have had it bad, and this whole thing with, what's his name, getting off scot-free,
Libby. Yeah.
You know, they used to shoot people for treason, Joe.
Well, not if you're, you know, not if you're protecting the Bush family, because that's really all it is.
Yes.
You know, and you know, Libby got off easy. I mean, there are other people who were friends of the Bush family, who didn't get to, get $4.75 million from their friends. They got thrown in jail like Manuel Noriega,
yeah,
or they got hung like Saddam Hussein.
That's right, and those are all Bush patsies.
That's right.
Well, you know, there is some hope in all this, that things have gotten so bad that people are waking up. And once you wake up, you start to, your eyes are open to so many other things, you know, I do believe firmly that the Achilles heel is 9/11 truth, and the truth about 9/11 truth is we don't know the truth about 9/11 truth, and it warrants investigation.
Oh,
and
sure. Well,
once
you know, my attitude has always been, let's get the SOBs out of office first, and we'll figure out all the details later. You know, because we're never going to be able to have a serious discussion about what the future of this country is going to be as long as these a-holes are in charge.
Well,
and that's the whole point.
Their Achilles heel is 9/11, Joe. You know, and people, everything that's been happening to us has been in the name of 9/11. And I really think people just do away with your preconceived notions and just look at it. And then when you start to see how these, the same guys that have been screwing us, the Bush administration, you know, and you start to look at their relationships to the 9/11 attacks, you find that that's their Achilles heel. You got to get them where you can get them.
Well, Phil, yeah, of course, with me, you're preaching to the choir. I mean,
yeah,
as far as I'm concerned, it was an inside job.
Yeah.
How much they were involved with it, or whether or not they just knew something big was going to happen and simply allowed it to happen because it would be good for them politically. The truth of the matter is, to me, as I see it, it's what they did after 9/11. You know, even if they didn't have anything to do with 9/11, even if you assume that it was just a question of them being asleep at the wheel, okay?
Yeah.
Even if you assume that, the things that they have done since certainly merit impeachment and imprisonment and possibly execution if
yes.
it calls for it.
Treason. Yep, treason, war crimes. But what you know, what I've found is, you know, because we pass out the DVDs, you know, you go to the different 9/11 truth DVDs and pass them out, and once a person wakes up to that, then they realize that they're more open to looking at all this other stuff, you know, and you know, because people in general think that, well, these guys are crooks and blah blah blah, but they don't have any actual fact, you know, where you could say, oh my God, that's a fact, he really does deserve, you know, the law does require he be impeached or investigated.
And I really think that people simply don't understand how far they've gone. A lot of people would simply assume that a president of the United States would not do this or would not do that, and the truth of the matter is they do this, and they have been doing that.
These guys have taken it to a level, Joe, that Hitler would be pleased. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, hey, where do you think the Bush family evil empire money came from? Trading with the Nazis.
That's
right. With the Nazis. And this is American fascism. I mean, you know, a lot of people think because we're not gas and Jews that we're not fascists.
Yeah.
But it's corporatism. It's a government of, by, and for corporations and for, you know, and it's purely power politics is all they know how to play. Everything they do is power politics. From, you know, from abusing their authority with after 9/11 to possibly complicity with 9/11. As you know,
sure.
You know, Hitler was really in charge of the Reichstag being
sure.
burned down, and he blamed the terrorists for that, and that was the excuse that he gave to put in the enabling acts.
Yep.
So, you know, and you know, we're there right now. It's just, you know, we haven't had a Kristallnacht yet, and maybe they're smart enough to a certain extent to realize that they don't need to go so far, so long as you put the frog in the pot while the water's cold and slowly.
Boy,
you know,
has that been happening
doing.
Too, you know, and things are not going to change until people actually get off their ass and get involved. When, you know, the Nielsen ratings, average American household watches 4.83 hours of television per day. That's according to the Nielsen's report, you know.
And all of it, Paris Hilton porn videos.
And all the other programming and propaganda and misinformation. And the fact is, you know, if you want change, you got to get off your butt and get out there and demand it. And the American people still choose the television set over getting off their butt and getting out there. You know,
well,
we've been demonstrating.
The Romans had a term, bread and circuses. You know, keep the people fed, keep them entertained, keep them distracted, and that way the emperor can do what he wants to do.
Fully.
And of course, there's a lot of people who are in similar situations with me. I mean, financially, I'm on the ropes. You know, I'm kind of, you know, hovering in and out. And you got your own stuff to worry about, and you can't worry about big things because the little things in your life are just taking over.
You're just
and
trying,
of course,
to make it. And you know, you mentioned this part of Florida, Volusia County, Daytona Beach area is the lowest wages in the state of Florida. You know, and it's just heartbreaking. You know, the poor people are working two jobs. The kids have to join the army just to, if not get education benefits, just to get a paycheck. You know,
right?
It's you want to scream, Joe? And
I've been screaming every day for the last 6 years. Actually, for longer than that, because it's just sickening what's happening to the country. It's absolutely sickening.
Well, I'd love to see the labor, which whatever's left of it, you know, try to get more involved more with
well again,
there was a
like
conference
said, people,
on July
4th. People are making so little right now. It's all paycheck to paycheck to paycheck for a lot of people, and it's very hard to say, well, we're just not going to go to work for you know, a week or so, because a week's salary
will kill you
is huge. In some cases, a day's salary. I mean, when I miss one day at work, I worry, because that, to me, that's $60 that I've lost.
Right.
Of income, and that $60 makes a huge bit of difference. You mean $60, but you know, when you're on the edge like that, you know, that's an important thing, and it's a hole that you can't dig yourself out of.
I understand, Joe. It's so it's like you you gotta, if, I don't know, Joe, but this pledge to
join
impeach,
the club.
This pledge to impeach.org, if people could take a look at it, because we have got to get rid of these guys. They're killing us.
Well, we got to, again, I wish we had a lot more people doing it. I will certainly take a look at it. And
thank you.
I'm sure Bob will let John Fox know, and we'll try to get a link up on the link, because I don't handle the website, John.
Oh,
Fox.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get it on the air and appreciate you letting me talk about it. And,
oh, sure.
And,
well, it's important. I mean, you know, never mind just the website stuff. Just you know, and I've told people it's more than just slack off at work now. I'm openly advocating stealing from your employees as far as I'm concerned.
It's going to get nasty, and that's what I think these guys want. Oh, and as far as Hillary Clinton and Joe, I see the Democratic Party, the same as the Republic. Anyone who's getting media attention should be a warning sign to people, because you got to remember who controls the media. And
well,
I'm
not like Hillary's biggest fan in the world, but I don't think she's all as bad as some people are saying. I think actually she would make a fairly decent president. But the problem is, she isn't the problem. George W. Bush isn't the problem. The problem is with us, Phil. The problem is with us. Al Gore pointed it out in his book, and in fact, if Al Gore throws his hat in the ring, he's my man, because I think he has the vision and the spirit, and I also think he has the know-how to get these things done, which is even more important. I mean, I love Dennis Kucinich's spirit, I love his fire, and I agree with nearly everything he says, but you know what? I really don't see him as being a good president, just simply because he doesn't have the practical experience. Gore does. Senator Clinton does, I think, to a certain extent.
But we got to look at their votes, Joe. We got to look at their actions compared to what they say. And we've got to, and that is on us. We've got to look at Clinton's, positions on the war and her position.
Same with Obama, same with everybody else,
And
again, it's just a question of whether or not, you think. I mean, and I was a supporter of Dean in the 2000.
Yes.
And primarily because he was a governor. And that type of experience is the type of experience that's best suited for president. But again, it would be nice to have a Dennis Kucinich like that, but a Dennis Kucinich who has the real skills to implement all the things that he's talking about. I just haven't been convinced that Mr. Kucinich can do that.
Well, I would love to see a team of Kucinich and Ron Paul, actually.
The libertarian guy?
Yeah. Yeah, because
I'll tell you, Joe, here's what I'm thinking.
Before we can change these other things, we got to get our country back from these guys. These guys.
Yeah, but Ron Paul is not the answer. Ron Paul is an idiot.
You think so? Have you?
Yes,
looked
he's,
at his
he's
voting
another. He's
record,
another.
Though?
He, he's a Republican in libertarian clothing. You know, as far as I'm concerned, anybody who even looks sideways at a Republican ought to be disqualified from office. The Republican Party ought to not just be knocked out of power. They ought to be shunned. They ought to be ridiculed. We ought to start holding hearings a few years from now where the first questions they ask people who get called up is, how are you now or have you ever been a member of the Republican Party? Do you see what I'm saying? It's
well,
a criminal organization.
What you're saying, because we're taking this approach of just prejudging and saying this party, that party. I think these two mainstream parties are the problem.
Well, the thing is, we can take over the Democratic Party, okay? It has been done before and can be done again. We can take it over and remake it into a much better. Look at Sinclair Lewis. He's my perfect example. He ran for years as a socialist and couldn't get anywhere. He ran as a Democrat and he damn near got elected governor of California. Okay, you take
that
party machinery and you turn it over to people who know how to make. You make the Dennis Kuciniches be the front runners. In other words, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you bitch about Hillary, you bitch about the DLC. I agree with that, and all that. But if you want to get these done, take out just go ahead and take them all out of office, but take over the party straight for. That's the biggest complaint I have against the Greens. The Greens have had the ability for years to do that, but they just simply refuse to do it because of that attitude. And Bob Kincaid is reminding me to remind you that Ron Paul thinks it's a great idea to price Social Security. That's not the type of person that I want.
But before he could even get to that, see, I'm looking at it in a way of getting a country back first from this corporatist. You know, we've been, we're, We're in corporatism right now.
But it doesn't happen overnight. You know, it takes time. It takes time. 30 years. I keep telling people, 30 years. The Republicans didn't build this machine overnight. It took them 30 years to get to this point. And we're going to have to be patient and build our foundation. It's like I talked about the South. I'm not talking about abandoning the South completely forever and ever and ever. I'm just saying that realistically, we don't have the chances. What we need to do is work on building our infrastructure down there, our foundation, and then we build from that.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do. And in the meantime, we have to work to where we can win. And you know, once we get to a position where we can make the real changes, the first thing we need to do is change the electoral system so that it's accurate. That's the important thing. That's the important thing.
Because
I guarantee you, if we had
ballots.
Exactly. And if we had a free and fair vote in 2006, the Democrats would a supermajority in the Congress.
Oh, sure.
Because the Republicans were still cheating. And
yes,
that's a big problem. You know, all the voting drives and all the get out the vote doesn't matter so long as there's the black box voting and so long as there's that cheating. If we get enough power, that's the first thing we need to do. Then a lot of the other stuff will fall into place because you can have popular support for it.
Well, I think as long as this war of choice is going on in the Middle East, you know, and it's not the Republicans in power or whatever, it's the corporations in power, as you mentioned before. That's
mm-hmm.
who's in power, and they control these two parties. And I'm thinking you take away their source of power, which is this huge boondoggle and this cuckoo war on terror, you know, get rid of that, and then you cut them out at the knees, and then you could start to fine-tune what you want. But we've got to get that out of the way first. And I believe anyone who is getting major media attention in either party is compromised. And
they're
voting right.
You got to deal with what you got to deal with, you know. And until we take over the Democratic Party, if we're going to do that, you got to play with the hand you're given. You know, and if Hillary Clinton is the Democratic nominee, I'm going to vote for her in 2008. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Okay. She may not be my perfect choice. I don't know if it would be a case of holding my nose because I think she's a lot better than a lot of people give her credit for. I certainly think she's intelligent enough and, you know, can handle it from an organizational point of view. But if she's the Democratic nominee, then damn it, that's who I'm going to vote for.
Well,
and if Ron Paul is a Democratic nominee, then I'm not going to vote for him because Ron Paul is a lunatic. Bob Kincaid is also reminding me that he wants to eliminate all taxation on American corporations. That's not a guy I want as a Democrat or a Republican.
No,
you know?
He said
none of this libertarian stuff. You know, what we ought to do is take all the libertarians and we ought to put them in a rocket ship and fire them up at the moon and let them try their stuff that way. Because that's, you know, all their talk about, you know, oh, you got to build a society and you got to have this and we got to take over, go to one city and take it over and have the libertarian experiment. No, the only way you're going to have a true libertarian experiment is to start from scratch. You can't have a libertarian experiment starting with a social infrastructure that's already there.
Well,
okay, there's only two ways you can have a libertarian type of government, and one is if you have an agricultural society or very low technology, and the other way is to have one on top of an already existing social infrastructure, such as the United States of America. Now, if you want to really try a libertarian experiment, like I said, let's send your asses to the moon and see how well you do up there.
Well,
okay?
I'm looking at it as an American, Joe, and getting first things
first. Ron Paul is not an American.
Say again?
Ron Paul is not an American as far as I'm concerned.
Really?
Anybody who wants to eliminate taxes on corporations and who wants to privatize Social Security, as far as I'm concerned, is not an American.
I didn't
know
that's what he's calling for.
Well, apparently
he is. He was calling for the elimination of the income tax on people's wages.
No, but that's BS because, you know, anything you're going to replace it with is going to be far worse. What we want is a return to a proper progressive income tax where the upper rate is not 30-35%, where the upper rate is more like 70-80%. In the early 1960s, the upper rate, and I'm not talking about the tax rate for everybody, I'm talking about the highest rate for the very, very richest people was upwards of 90%. 90%.
Yeah.
JFK cut that down to something like 75%. Ronald Reagan dropped that down to like 30%. And that's
right.
Where all the problems at. Because you and I are subsidizing the rich. I would go even further to say the first $50,000 you make is completely tax-free. And
well,
then everything above that is taxed progressively.
We should be paying taxes on our wages anyway. I think that, you know, the Constitution says that the taxes should be on corporate profit.
Oh, we should do that too. I mean, we should do that too.
Not personal income tax, you know.
But you know, and I saw something on the sideshow the other day, Carol Avedon's sideshow, where actually, if you look, people talk about all the taxes that Europeans made. Well, somebody did a study where it shows they really are taking home about the same amount as we're taking home, as far as taxes are concerned. Because, you know, we talk about the federal tax, but there's also state tax.
Right,
you know,
get it from every
and,
other.
And
direction.
They tend to count. And they count they count Social Security and Medicaid in there, but Social Security and Medicaid isn't a tax. That's an investment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's like a 401k plan. So, you know, realistically, we're paying about the same tax as Europeans are getting, but you know what? Europeans have universal health care. Europeans have six to eight weeks of paid vacation a year.
Right.
Paid vacation. When was the last guy you knew had 6 to 8 weeks paid vacation a year in America? I know people who work for a company for 45 years. That's longer than I've been alive, and they don't have more than 2 or 3 weeks of paid vacation.
Well, still, yeah. I think first things first, we gotta get the corporations out of the power hold that they have on us right now.
I agree.
As long as you got this occupation of Iraq going on, they have that lock on us. So I really
Oh, by the way, you know, Freedom in the chat room is mentioning Iraq is your libertarian paradise right there. There's your libertarian paradise because there's no government to speak of and everybody's armed to the teeth.
Well, right now I'm talking about American involvement in Iraq. You know, whatever they want to do with themselves, that's their deal. I'm saying.
Well, yeah, after we've destroyed everything, you know, it's like we came in, you know. I mean, we blew the hell out of them, and then we expect, it's your fault for not picking up after ourselves.
Right. As long as we're engaged in Iraq, what we have is what we're going to continue to have here, you know, with this corporate control of us. I mean, we really are a slave state in a way. When you think of the average consumer debt, you know, and people are afraid to speak up because they're afraid of losing their jobs. I mean, this is fascism, as you said. And
sure.
If we gotta get the military industrial complex disengaged from Iraq in our name. We've got to get the American people. I think that's got to be our first move, and whatever gets us there.
Our first move is getting all the SOBs, and yes, that includes a lot of Democrats as well, getting them all out of power. Let's start with a clean slate. Let's fix the electoral system. Let's get the hell out of Iraq, you know.
But
and then
these guys that are in power, the corporatists.
Well, once you get if you get control of the electoral process, okay, and then you can start taking the money out of the politics. Because you can't take the money out of the politics as long as you have campaign finance laws the way they are.
Oh, God.
And you know what? Let's start impeaching some of these Supreme Court justices, too, if that's possible.
I think I was reading somewhere along one of these impeachment articles that said there's nothing in the Constitution saying you cannot impeach a senator or a representative, even though it hasn't been done, you know.
That's usually a state thing, though, isn't it? Because they're the ones that elect those people.
Say again, please.
Well, I mean, that's got to be within the state, though, right? I mean, because they're elected by the people of that state.
But if it's a U.S., I know, but I saw that in there. If they're a federal officer, aren't they? If they're a U.S. congressperson or a U.S.
Well, yeah, but they're ultimately responsible to the people of their state, who are the ones that vote for them.
Correct,
because they're not voted on a federal level.
I would like to find the answer to this one. You know,
I'm sure if you go state by state, I'm sure they have procedures for impeaching their senators, and then you know, in California they had a recall of their governor.
Yeah,
you know,
Gray Davis.
California had. Yeah, and of course it wasn't Gray Davis's fault. All
right.
The stuff that was going on. It was
sure.
The fault of the friends. As
well, look who ends up in power. And just follow the money and follow the who benefits. Key Bono, you know.
Yep. I hear you.
And Pelosi, I think, should be tossed. Who the hell is she to say take impeachment off the table?
You know, in an atmosphere of fear, it's very, very difficult. And
well,
you know, who else are we going to get? Who else are we
going to
get?
Power.
Who else are we going to get? I mean, come on. I mean, that's the reality. Who else are we going to get? And Harry Reid. Who else have we got?
These guys.
So. Hey, you know, I think maybe they looked at what happened with Wellstone, and they thought, well, maybe we ought to be careful. maybe they don't want to get murdered too.
There comes a point in time when we got to stop living in fear, because these guys are not going to all of a sudden find a change of heart and be nice.
No, of course not. And that's what I keep talking about. I'm saying, look, what are we going to do?
Yeah,
nothing short of force is going to get rid of them.
Who knows? Anyone who speaks up, they get a yellow envelope with a picture of their kids walking to school. You know, no more needs to be said.
I hear you.
But you know, eventually, I don't know. Well, that's why going back to 9/11, I think that's their Achilles heel. You know, we got to get them where they're weak. And there was
just get them, and then we'll figure it out later. Get them out, and we'll figure it all out later.
Well, this is a way to get them out, Joe. That's what I'm saying. There's just a wealth of information that points to these guys from so many different directions.
I think a lot of people are already aware that's an inside job. It's just a question of how much people think they were. I think if you had an honest poll, 90%, do you think that the Bush administration had something to do? I'm sure you could get like 90% of the people say, "Oh, I think they had something to do with it." So everybody already kind of sort of does know.
But if you arm them with actual fact, then you can move on. Then the people can demand movement on it. As long as you can drag them
away from the TV for 5 minutes.
Yeah, as long as you just carry it around as an opinion. It's an opinion, and you can't really act on an opinion unless, you know, you go to the
poll. Well,
the
problem is, and the Republicans turn up with their facts, which are, of course, lies, and then you get a lot of people, they got their facts. You know, people are idiots, unfortunately.
Turn off the TV, people, and read.
And listen to my radio show.
That's right. Listen to a couple of Joe in the Head On Radio Network. But okay, Joe, thanks for letting me babble with you for so long, and
that's quite all right.
Program.
I do have to cut you off because we are pretty much at the end of the show. We talked to a whole show. We didn't do one ad.
The
BBC, ladies and gentlemen.
Then. Hey, thank you, Joe.
Take care, Phil. Okay, Phil from Dayton. Man, between Kevin and Phil today, we had a full slate. The show's over before I even knew it. We didn't even do it, but we're like the BBC now, ladies and gentlemen. We're like the BBC. By the way, a lot of people aren't aware of this. A lot of Americans aren't aware of this. Maybe a few of you out there listening are, because my audience tends to be far more intelligent than a lot of other people. Thank you very much. But for the Brits, every time you own a TV, every TV set you own, every radio you own, you got to pay a license fee for. That's how they fund the BBC. You got to pay an annual license fee. It's not a lot of money, but you've got to pay a license fee for all that. And that's interesting. I didn't know that until I started watching, British television, and I heard people talking about it, and I did some research. Let me cut out. God, let's get out of here. We didn't do one commercial. We didn't do anything, but that's all right. That's good, because this is conversation radio. We're not broadcast radio where we're held by the same strictures. Maybe someday that'll be different, but in the meantime, we are what we are. Cup of Joe Radio Show has been produced by the Head On Radio Network. Our good friend and my good friend Bob Kincaid is running the board there in West Virginia, and I'm glad that he did that, and I'm glad that he let us just run right through, because that's just the kind of guy he is. The Cup of Joe Radio Show has been sponsored by UnreportedNews.net. UnreportedNews.net, your source for real news. America Back on Track with Tony Seaton follows. Until Monday. This is Joe Vecchio on the Cup of Joe Show, and saying have a good weekend, and then hey, get back to work.
I want a cup of Joe, I crave a plate of Dave, open a jar of Joe, don't put anything on, I'll chug a jug of George, I'll sip a mug of Doug, with the creamer of steam, how many more does that leave? A pot of Scotch, heat up a pan of Stan, throw in a handful of Dick, that'll do. Every a pack of Jack. While I'm flat on my back, I'll eat a dish of Chris out of a bowl of Joel on a saucer of tin. Or would you rather have him just fill me up with Fred, feed me a fork of Frank, and one more helping of Dick? Lay it on nice and thick, open a can of Dan, and make a meal of Sam. But don't give me no more, 'cause what I really want's a cup of Joe.
This is the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
He's there. Until tomorrow, this is Joe Vecchio saying, hey, 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 get back to work.
George, I'll dip a mug of dust with the creamer of steam. How many more does that leave? Give me a pot of Scotch, heat up a pan of Stan, throw in a handful of Dick. That'll do. Every trickle to a carafe of mash upon a tray of Ray. I'll lick a spoon of Sean. Do I need to go on? I want a cup of Joe.
You're listening to The Horn, the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Quality News Network. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says police are getting to the bottom of a cell behind the bombings, the failed bombings in London and Glasgow, Scotland. Australian police have questioned five more doctors and seized new evidence, including computers and other materials. The head of a radical mosque in Islamabad, Pakistan, says that he and his followers would rather die than surrender. The siege of the Red Mosque is in its third day, and Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf has said that his troops will not storm the mosque while women and children are inside. Shots were fired at President Musharraf's plane as it took off from a military base today. A senior security official is calling it a failed assassination attempt. Military police found a cache of weapons on the roof of the house near the airport, but none were anti-aircraft weapons. Musharraf was unhurt. British reporter Alan Johnston met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to thank him for helping to secure his release after 4 months in captivity in the Gaza Strip. Johnston's release was the result of a deal between his captors, the Army of Islam, and Hamas leaders. Weather forecasters say record-setting heat across the country could last all the way into next week, the result of a large high-pressure center on the western portion of the United States. Temperatures have spiked into the triple digits in Southern California, Nevada, and Arizona, and